You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
Yes, indeed. A very good morning, boys and girls, and welcome to Tuesday. It's the 4th of July, so I guess to all of you out there that are actually celebrating today, independence of the USA, well, I hope you're going to have an absolutely wonderful day. I know they're all off enjoying themselves up north. Well, down here we keep working, don't we? Yes, of course we do. Welcome to The Breakfast Show. I'm Jerry D. I'm going to be with you from now right through till 10 o'clock this morning. Let's see, we've got a birthday for today. The gentleman's name is Colonel Sir George Everest, born in 1790. He was a Welsh surveyor, a geographer, and a surveyor general of India. This was from 1830 to 1843. In 1865, Mount Everest was named in his honour, despite, believe it or not, his objections.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos dias en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Mustang, baby.
wiping your weeping eyes. But I see now some more things out. Oh yeah. I'm the things out. Oh, my things out. Yeah. I'm the things out now, baby. Oh, baby. I'm the things out. Yeah.
I tell you what, as a color, that one's not bad at all, is it? His name's Jimmy Barnes there. Singing all about Mustang Sally, a record originally coming out back in 1966. And that, of course, was by, Wicked Wilson Pickett. Keeping eye on the time, 7 minutes right now after the hour of 7 o'clock on 89.3 Cool FM. Somebody with great taste. I love my radio. It's Taffy in actual fact. I love my radio. I love it. This is the radio version. I wonder what the other one is. Take us to our shower time this morning. This is Mr. Jimmy Nail. It's called Ain't No Doubt.
It's not you, it's me. I need a little time, a little space. place to find myself again, you know. Oh yeah, I know goodbye when I hear it. She smiles, but her heart's already out there. Walking down the street, she says,
I don't want nobody else.
Love somebody, set them free. That's how it is with me. But you know I'll always come back. And then she kisses me. And somewhere I hear a door slam. So I say fine. And just hope that I'm a better liar than she is. She says,
I don't want no.
Hey, boy, he's got quite a good voice, hasn't he, Mr. Jimmy Nail? And that was Ain't No Doubt. And I tell you what, this brought us so almost exactly about 15 seconds away from 15 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. So what are we going to do? We're going to open the shower doors and get you spruced up and ready for activities you're going to be doing on this Tuesday morning. Yeah, Tuesday, 4th of July already. Say happy Independence Day to those that are celebrating today. Time for a little trip. Going on a voyage with Desireless on this morning's program.
Voilà.
Voyage from Desireless. I tell you what, I've got a picture here. Talk about Voyage, Voyage. Anyway, off you go. I can't wait to where it is you are going on this Tuesday morning. Hope you can have an absolutely wonderful day. And we're going to keep you company right through to 10. Mainly music this morning. No guests. We're checking in, of course, with Ingrid and also with Yasmin. See if we've got a couple of people born on this day in the world of music as well. And we'll take a little bit of a rummage around the internet and see what we can find. Some nice stories, hopefully. You never know your luck. Talking of Voyage, Voyage, over to Greece, not to Athens at the moment, because we're going to the island of Paros. And this is from Renee, Rick, and, of course, the kids are there as well. Good morning, a very happy Independence Day to our fellow Los Estados Unidos peeps. Just about to board the ferry from Paros Island, going back to Athens. It's a tough life, isn't it? Could you please play Rock in the USA from John Mellencamp? We can do that. Together now. There he goes, ROCK in the USA, John Cougar Mellencamp. Time on the Breakfast Show. We are 23 minutes right now. That's after the hour of 7. I'll tell you what, here's something worth putting in your diaries. Now, you know how much I sort of enjoy these symphonic and these philharmonic versions. Well, backed. They're not versions. They're backing up the original songs. Well, for the first time in Panama, a rock band and the Panama Philharmonic will join forces in a groundbreaking concert on the 22nd of July. And it's Filtro Medusa, a Panamanian rock band, invites you to join them at the Teatro Nacional, where they'll be performing their greatest hits alongside the Panama Philharmonic Orchestra. How great is that? This unique musical fusion of rock and the Philharmonic promises an unforgettable experience. You can get your tickets at Panama Tickets, and don't miss out. The prices range from $17 to $43. All right, so I'll keep reminding you about that. Filtro Medusa playing at the with the Panama Philharmonic Orchestra there at the Teatro Nacional. What a great event. Right, time for me to go. Bye.
She's real fine, my poor nine. She's real fine, my poor nine, my poor. When I take her to the bank, she really shines.
Giddy up, 409.
She always turns in the fastest time.
Giddy up, 409.
A four-speed dual quad positive traction, 409.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
There we go, yes, two nice summer songs there, and both from the Beach Boys. We started off with the Beach Boys and, where's the title gone? Yeah, there we are, the Beach Boys, the first one there, and that 409. That is a car, okay? It's not that cleaning stuff for the kitchen, things like that. So. And that was followed on by Dance, 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 the Safe Booth from the Beach Boys. Time for us to take a little break. We'll look at some of the international news headlines for this morning.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Is your car in need of a quickie? Car Service Express. Absolutely. They will do any of these for you. 30-point inspection for your car. Oil and oil filter change. Change the air filter. Change the cabin filter. Change any kind of other fluid as well, like coolant, brake, transmission and power steering. And they'll balance and rotate your tires. And if you've got one that doesn't rotate because it's flat at the bottom, they'll fix that too. Car Service Express, 648-14281. Give them a call, 648-14281.
Arnbrook Car Service Express.
I'm so sick of that same old love.
Are you also sick of that same old love? Those same awkward dates, impersonal, virtual, of people ghosting you on dating apps? Gordon's Gin and Smirnoff Vodka present Dating Game by Kool FM. Sign up on our website to experience a speed dating like no other, with like-minded people, a singles party afterwards, and the best mixology by Gordon's Gin and Smirnoff Vodka. Starting at 6 p.m., Thursday, August 3rd, in Tacos La Neta Celina Rooftop, Casco Viejo, come enjoy a mixology session, speed dating, and the best music thanks to our DJs. A fun party with the possibility of finding a match that will not ghost you through the phone before even having a chance to meet. And if you don't find a romantic match, we're sure you will find many new friends. If you're between 25 and 40 years old, sign up on coolfmpanama.com and join our singles event this August 3rd in Tacos La Neta, Celina Rooftop, Casco Viejo. Are you ready to match face-to-face? Dating Game by Kool FM, presented by Gordon's Gin and Smirnoff Vodka.
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Kool FM, from the heart of Panama City in English.
And indeed, the time is exactly 29 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. We're going to take a look at some of the international news for this morning. Four people were killed and two were injured. This is in a shooting on Monday night in Philadelphia. And a suspect was taken into custody, Philadelphia Police Commissioner Daniel Outlaw said at a late-night news conference. The suspect, a man believed to be 40 years of age, did not appear to have any connection to the victims, Outlaw said, adding that he had a bulletproof vest and a police scanner. This is the perpetrator. NATO decided on Tuesday to extend Secretary-General Jens Stoltenberg's contract by a further year, opting to stick with an experienced leader as war rages on the alliance's doorstep rather than try to agree on a successor. Stoltenberg, a former Prime Minister of Norway, has been the Transatlantic Security Alliance's leader now since 2014, and his tenure had already been extended three previous times. The decision means a continuity at the top of NATO as its 31 members grapple with the challenge of supporting Ukraine in repelling Moscow's invasion while avoiding a direct conflict between NATO and Russian forces. Japan has won approval from the United Nations nuclear watchdog on Tuesday for its plan to release treated radioactive water from the tsunami-wrecked Fukushima plant into the ocean, despite fierce resistance from Beijing and some local residents. After a two-year review, the International Atomic Energy Agency, the IAEA, said that Japan's plans were consistent with global safety standards and that they would have a negligible radiological impact to people and the environment. Armed masked men attacked and seriously injured a prominent female Russian journalist and a lawyer in the Russian region of Chechnya on Tuesday. This was Tuesday morning after forcing their car to stop, the journalist, her employer, and rights groups have said. Yelena Milashina, a well-known journalist for the Novaya Gazeta newspaper, was traveling to the Chechen capital, Grozny, from the local airport with Alexander Nemov, a lawyer, when they were attacked. Workers repairing a railroad barrier in India made faulty connections in the automated signalling system on the network, leading to the country's worst rail disaster in two decades, an official probe has found. The June 2nd crash at Banga Bazaar station in the eastern Indian state of Odisha killed 288 people and injured more than 1,000. The disaster struck when a passenger train hit a stationary freight train, jumped off the tracks and hit another passenger train coming from the opposite direction. China's restriction of exports of some metals widely used in semiconductors, electric vehicles, and high-tech industries has ramped up a trade war with the United States and could potentially cause more disruption to global supply chains. China's Commerce Ministry said on Monday it would control exports of 8 gallium products and 6 germanium products from the 1st of August to protect national security, a move analysis saw as a response to escalating efforts by the United States to curb China's technological advances. Meta Platforms plans to launch a Twitter-rivaling microblogging app called Threads days after Twitter boss Elon Musk attracted criticism by announcing a temporary cap on how many posts that users could read on the social media site. Threads is expected to be released on Thursday and will allow users to retain followers from photo-sharing platform Instagram and keep the same username, a listing on Apple's App Store has shown. Global stocks held steady on Tuesday as investors balanced the inflationary force of rising oil prices with hopes that central banks would not over-tighten monetary policy into a potential recession. MSCI's broadest index of world stocks, which rose almost 6% last month as the US Federal Reserve paused its cycle of aggressive rate hikes, was flat in light of trading, with, of course, Wall Street closed for the 4th of July holiday today. Europe's stocks 600 share index had added 0.2%. Earlier in the session, Australia's central bank held interest rates steady, 4.1%, saying it needed time to assess the economic impact of its rate hikes so far. Complicating the outlook for inflation, oil prices rose on Tuesday as markets weighed supply cuts for August by top producers Saudi Arabia and Russia. Brent crude futures that climbed 0.9% to $75.35 a barrel, with West Texas Intermediate WTI crude that was up 1% at $70.46. And that's it. There we go. There's our look. That's some of the items that's in the international news and some of the international business news headlines for this morning.
Bye.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Rocker's Revenge, and that was Walking on Sunshine, and followed on there, Gloria Estefan and Get on Your Feet. Could have put it nicer than that. Right, let's say a very good morning this morning to Mary Lou. She drops us a little line, and she says, good day to everybody, and says a happy 4th of July to all my American friends and family. Asked if we could do a couple in a row for her. Can you please play Brothers in Arms by Dire Straits and God Bless the USA from Lee Greenwood? Of course we can do that, seeing as it's a special occasion. Starting with this one from Dire Straits. Brothers in Arms. Time-wise, we're 14 and a half minutes before 8 o'clock. Some local news for you at the top of the hour.
These mist covers our home now, but my home is the hills, and oh, when someday you return to your valleys and your farms, and you'll no longer burn to be brothers in arms. Through
through these fields of destruction. Baptisms of fire. I've witnessed your suffering as the battle raged high. And though it had been so bad, in the fear and the alarm, you did not desert me, my brother.
Children and my wife, I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free, and I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to L.A., where there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, American, where at least
But there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
There we go. Yes, two in a row for Mary Lou this morning. Started off with Brothers in Arms, Dire Straits, and that one is Lee Greenwood and God Bless the USA. Time on the Breakfast Show, if you are keeping an eye on the time, we're 7 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. This is Elpo, an audience with the Pope.
romantic. When you're far away, I'm always blue. Yet you want me to remain romantic. Here are all the things you'll have to do.
Mr. PJ Provery and Hold Me, and as I say before that one, that was the band Elbow, or the group Elbow, and Audience with the Pope. And that brings us to this time on this morning's program.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Entonces, nos vemos mañana.
No puedo, cena familiar.
¿Pasado?
No, tengo examen en la U.
¿Semana que viene?
Ay, no.
El 15.
Tengo depilación.
¿El 17?
Uf, me voy para la playa.
¿Y si mejor lo hacemos ya?
Obvio, ¿por qué no?
¡Vamos!
Gordon's, ¿te apuntas? Cuando maneje no tome. DrinkIQ.com.
Have you ever taken your car for maintenance and been told to come back within less than 5,000 kilometers or 3 months? The secret is in using good quality oil and an original filter. At Burley Motors, we guarantee high-quality oil and a thorough inspection during every maintenance check, better than you would get at the dealership. This means a longer lifespan for your car, and you won't have to spend money every 3 months. You can go up to 6,000 kilometers with semi-synthetic oil and up to 10,000 kilometers with full synthetic oil. Give us a call or WhatsApp us on 64310419. Got that? 64310419. Valley Motors. We'll keep you running.
Valley Motors.
It's morning radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
find its way back home.
To the year 1982 with that one. There it is, by the soul group Shalimar, for their album Friends, and it is their highest charting single in the United Kingdom on the singles chart, along with A Night to Remember. Remember that one? They both reached number 5. Number 6 in Ireland, and the song was ranked at number 9 among the top 10 tracks of the year for 1982 by New Musical Express. This is Mr. James Brown on The Breakfast Show.
Power can't hold you tight, and the lead of the night. How do you stop? Happy birthday, dear Estados Unidos. Ha ha, happy birthday to you. Yes, it is. It is July 4th, the birthday of the Estados Unidos, the day we declared our independence. And what a marvelous document. If any of you have ever not had the chance to read it, the Declaration of Independence is a great piece of work. It is a wonderful, wonderful document. Do take the time if you have the chance to read it. And know about so many different things about our country are not exactly in the best place in my heart. But know that one thing is, I am a true patriot and I am loyal to my country, even though it doesn't always go in the direction that I'd like it to go. I know that democracy is alive and well thanks to the Independence Day, those guys in 1776. It's a pretty wonderful thing. So today is the day to celebrate. Go out and have a barbecue, mostly in the United States. Today is a holiday, which is great. We're going to celebrate it here in El Valle. We got a couple of people who are going to throw some stuff on the grill, and we're going to play some Norwegian Kubb lawn games. Go figure. Yeah, and we're not going to play any USA games. Going to play some Norwegian Kubb games. But we'll play some of that outside and have some fun with that. It's going to be nice simply because we have been without electricity for about 16 hours. So that generator has been running all the time. We finally got power about 12, 1 o'clock last night in the madrugada. So that was a lot of noise. Dig, 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 dig. That thing just chugga-lugging along. But boy, it makes a difference when you need electricity. Yes, indeed. And if you want to charge your phone, it's kind of important to have that as well. Plus, being a person who works on computers, I need to have power and internet. I need the power. Like Arnold. Love Arnold. Yeah, too bad he's... He had become governor of the state of California and cannot run to be president of the United States simply because he wasn't born here or born there. They have a rule. All right. You guys have a wonderful July 4th. Please do not set off any fireworks. I have a dog who hasn't had too much experience with those. And I wish you all a wonderful day. Until next time, back to you in the studio.
Just
There we go, the boss himself wishing you all again a happy Independence Day. You think you were happy. Right, Bruce Springsteen and born in the USA. Of course, a lot of people come up to me and said, oh, where are you from originally? You know, you're from the United States, and I have to say... Mistaking their voices. Yes, Sir Elton John there, and Made in England. And that was released in May of 1995. It's the title track from the album, the same name. It's an autobiographical telling of his growing up on the album, parts of his life as well, and what life is like in England. The song peaked at number 18, by the way, on the UK singles chart, number 5 on the Canadian charts as well, top singles chart. Also, by the way, it topped the RPM Adult Contemporary chart for 1 week. In the United States, the song peaked at number 52 on the Billboard Hot 100. Boo. And at number 12 on the Billboard Contemporary chart. This. Well, it's time to tune in the orchestra. Oh, there we go. You ready? Cutting Crew.
Catch my breath, close.
Cutting Crew, and I've never been in love before. Right, I've been in love before. Get it right, Jerry. Right, just let me remind you, first time in Panama, Rock Band and the Panama Philharmonic will join forces. This is in a groundbreaking concert on the 22nd of July. It's Filtro Medusa, a Panamanian rock band. They're inviting you to join them at the Teatro Nacional, where they will be performing their greatest hits alongside the Panama Philharmonic Orchestra. This unique musical fusion of rock and philharmonic promises an unforgettable experience. So go along, get your tickets, Panama tickets, and don't miss out. The prices, well, they range from $17 to $43. So they are, I love those. I'll dig one out, I think. I'm going to play this one, then I'll dig out one of my symphonic or philharmonic favourites. And by the way, there is no difference. I checked it out the other day, if you were listening. Symphonic and philharmonic basically mean the same thing. This is Incognito. Almost there.
just a while. Stay and let me look at you. It's been so long I hardly knew you. Standing by the door. Stay with me a while. All I want to talk to you. We've traveled halfway around the world to find ourselves again. September morn, we danced until the night became a brand new day. Two lovers playing scenes from some romantic play. September morning still can make me feel that way. Look at what you've done. How you've become a grown-up girl. I still can hear you crying in the corner of your room. Look how far we've come, so far from where we used to be. But not so far that we've forgotten how it was before. September morn. Do you remember how we danced that night away? Two lovers playing scenes from some romantic play. September morning still can make me feel that way. September morn, we danced until the night became a brand new day. Two lovers playing scenes from some romantic play. September morning still can make me feel that way. September morn, we danced that night away. Two lovers playing scenes from some romantic play. September morning still made me feel that way.
September morn, that is the symphonic version there of Neil Diamond's hit. This one I played the other day, symphonic version, which we had a couple of comments from our listeners, and I like it a lot, so, well, I thought I'd play it again. It's the symphonic version of Foreigner, and I Want to Know What Love Is.
Gotta take a little time, a little time to think things over. I better read between the lines in case I need it when I'm older. This mountain I must climb feels like the world upon my shoulder. But through the clouds I see love shine. It keeps me warm as life grows colder. In my life there's been heartache and pain. I don't know if I can face again. Can't stop now. I've traveled so far to change this lonely life. I wanna know what love is.
take a little time, a little time to look around. I've got nowhere left to hide. It looks like love is fine.
Great version that is, isn't it? This Foreigner, and that's the symphonic version of I Want to Know What Love Is. So, by the way, don't forget our friends, the Filthro Medusa, they're going to be doing a similar thing here. They are going to be joining at the Teatro Nacional with the Panama Philharmonic Orchestra and playing their hits as well. So you can go along to watch that. They say that's on the 22nd of July. So that'll be rather fun, won't it? You can get tickets at Panama Tickets and don't miss out. Prices $17 to $43. Now, do you think you could take a Johnny Cash song like I Walk the Line and give them a Royal Philharmonic Orchestra? This is what it sounds like.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line. I find it very, very easy to be true. I find myself alone when each day's through. Yes, I'll admit that I'm a fool for you. Because you're mine, I walk the line. As sure as night is dark and day is light, I keep you on my mind both day and night. And happiness I've known proves that it's right. Because you're mine, I walk the line. Got a way to keep me on your side. You give me cause for love that I can't hide. For you I know I'd even try to turn the tide. Because you're mine, I walk the line. watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds, because you're mine. I walk the line, because you're mine. I walk the line, because you're mine.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. The best place to be in the mornings.
I'm so sick of that same old love.
Are you also sick of that same old love? Those same awkward dates? Impersonal, virtual, of people ghosting you on dating apps? Gordon's Gin and Smirnoff Vodka present Dating Game by Cool FM. Sign up on our website to experience a speed dating like no other, with like-minded people, a singles party afterwards, and the best mixology by Gordon's Gin and Smirnoff Vodka. Starting at 6 p.m., Thursday, August 3rd, in Tacos La Neta, Celina Rooftop, Casco Viejo, come enjoy a mixology session, speed dating, and the best music thanks to our DJs. A fun party with the possibility of finding a match that will not ghost you through the phone before even having a chance to meet. And if you don't find a romantic match, we're sure you will find many new friends. If you're between 25 and 40 years old, sign up on coolfmpanama.com and join our singles event this August 3rd in Tacos La Neta, Selena Rooftop, Casco Viejo. Are you ready to match face-to-face? Dating Game by Cool FM, presented by Gordon's Gin and Smirnoff Vodka.
Bye.
ago, that's Mr. Nick Kershaw and Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me. 19 minutes right now after the hour of 9 o'clock, we're on 89.3 Cool FM. If you're spending some time with us this morning, we're truly grateful. Still to come on this morning's programme, we're checking with Yasmin. Yes, she's back with us today, a little bit poorly yesterday. And I know we do have a couple of people born on this day in music, so that's still to come. After this one, from White Town. This is called Your Woman. That was White Town and Your Woman. If you are keeping an eye on the time, we are coming up for 24 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock. And I'm happy to say we can say this morning, good morning, Yasmin.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday.
It is indeed. Happy Independence Day. Our U.S. listeners.
Oh, yes.
And anyway, how are you feeling?
Better today.
Yeah.
Yeah, yesterday was just a sore throat and runny nose. But I feel good today.
Oh, good. I'm getting a bit of a sore throat. I think my voice is getting a bit croaky.
That's not my fault.
Oh, no. Everybody says just stop talking then. It may be that tomorrow. Have you had a jab for flu?
No, I haven't.
No? Mm-mm. I had one on Saturday. Purely by chance, yeah.
But I don't like it because after that you...
get flu.
Feel sick.
Exactly. I mean, I had a bit of a headache on Sunday afterwards, to put that in. And say a little bit throaty this morning.
Mm-hmm.
But what happened? I put my car in the car wash and walked round to Soho Mall, as I do. If I want to be alone, I go there. Because there's nobody else there. I think is so sad, really, because it could be a fantastic mall.
But this weekend was the tourism fair,
exactly,
right?
Which is why I went.
Ah, okay.
Because I knew you said there was something on, and it's just round the corner from the car wash.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard all the noise upstairs. It's just sort of getting ready, I think. But I noticed on the first floor, it was like they were doing something in just sort of there. And I know that's where they do a lot of the vaccinations.
Mm-hmm.
And the last time I went, when they were doing a flu vaccination, the queue went all the way around the mall. It was incredible. So anyway, I went up. There were a few people there and a couple of people being attended to. And I went, is this the line for vaccination? You're doing vaccination? I said, yes. Yeah. Said, for a flu, influenza? She says, yeah. I said, I don't have my vaccination card. And we said, don't worry, we'll give you a new one for the flu one.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what they did, and it was all done in a matter of minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very efficient.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, is there anything else you want? And I'd forgotten, but what I should have done, I should have got that next vaccine for COVID.
You know,
bivalent or something. I should have got that. I just didn't think of it.
Mm-hmm.
Silly me. So that's it. So I got my vaccination, now getting a throat, and you didn't, and you're fine. But there's a lot of these little things. It happened to me the other week, just a two-day thing, you know, and it cleared up. So
yeah.
So anyway, you're well.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Good, good. Has Ian got anything? Has he caught anything?
No, he's fine.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's young, he's fit.
Yeah.
I'm good. I'll catch everything now. Except they can't catch a ball, they go too quick. Actually, you know, an old expression, I was thinking that an old expression of my grandmother's was, there's an expression, have you heard it, time flies?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
My grandmother would say, you can't, they're too fast.
Oh.
No, time flies. Oh, you can't, they're too fast.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of her favourites. you got something today, or?
Oh yes, today is an event organized by Auto One Panama.
Oh, okay.
Talking about mangroves, so we're gonna
because that's important for the birdies.
Exactly, we're gonna learn more about its importance today. So.
Oh, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
You're not doing the bird counting.
No.
No. 1, 2,
that's too hard.
3,
yeah, I don't
4.
Understand that one. Yeah.
Damn, miss one. 1, 2. Yeah. What if one flew around twice?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I don't know.
Yeah. See?
Hmm.
Anyway, we've got a couple of people born on this day of music.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
You've been busy.
Yes, let's talk about Bill Withers.
Oh, yes.
He was born in 1938, American singer, songwriter, who had the 1972 U.S. number one single, Lean on Me, 1988 U.K. number four single, Lovely Day, which was first released in 1978. Toward the end of the song, Withers holds a note for 18 seconds.
Mm.
This is believed to be the second longest note in UK chart history.
It is, and it's very long.
Mm-hmm.
It goes on and on.
Mm-hmm.
It's Bill Withers.
Sunlight hurts my eyes, and something without warning, love, bears heavy on my mind. Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
Mr. Bill Withers and Lovely Day. If I remember rightly, if I'm not mistaken, before he became famous, he was working on the building of, I think it was 747s, you know, the big aircraft.
Mm-hmm.
Used to put the toilets in.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I've heard. That was the sort of rumor going around. Then he became famous. And then when he stopped being famous, he's now probably putting the toilets in the new planes. I love that song, Bill Withers, Lovely Day.
Oh, yeah.
We are 26 and a half minutes before 10 o'clock on this morning's breakfast show. I'm happy to say Yasmin's back with us. And have you got anything planned during the rest of the week, or is it a fairly quiet week for you?
Well, tomorrow it's another event, and I guess during the week it's another one. So, yeah, kind of busy. But
you don't know where you're going yet.
Not a lot.
No.
No, I have to check my calendar.
Oh. I don't bother checking mine. Nothing on it.
Well, you were busy last week, so.
I was busy last week, yeah. It was a fun week last week. It all went rather well. But, with all the events.
Yeah.
Now, who's our second born on this day of music?
The second one is Alan Wilson. Guitar, harmonica, vocals. From the band Can't Hit, right? Two of their songs, Going Up the Country and On the Road Again, became international hits. Wilson died on 3rd September
1970. Just when all the fun started. Can't Hit, they're a great band. I like this one in particular. Here it is, Can't Hit and On the Road Again.
But I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again. But I'm so tired of crying. But I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again. I ain't got no woman just to call my special friend. You know the first time I traveled out in the rain and snow. In the rain and snow. You know the first time I traveled out in the rain and snow, in the rain and snow. I didn't have no pharaoh, not even no place to go. And my dear mother left me when I was quite young, when I was quite young. And my dear mother left me when I was quite young, when I was quite young. She said, Lord, have mercy on my wicked son.
That's a classic. That is Ken Heat and On the Road Again. In actual fact, because they did sort of mention here, I was just taking a look. He did the vocals on that one, yes. Because they say that sort of falsetto voice. I was just looking up because he said he died in 1970, which, you know, he was only young. In fact. You remember we talked about it before, but the 27 Club, all the famous artists that died at the age of 27.
It says
an informal list consisting of mostly of popular musicians, artists, actors, and other celebrities who died at the age of 27. And although the claim of a statistical spike for the death of musicians at that age has been refuted by scientific research. But yeah, he was 27 years of age. Apparently he didn't like flying. He was afraid of flying. Scheduled to leave for Germany to begin a European tour. This is partly due to the inconveniences preventing him from spending time outdoors. Wilson despised touring and travelling by plane. He often missed flights and the band would fly without him while he caught a later flight. When he missed the September 2nd flight, it didn't raise any alarms, and Bob Hyde assumed that he was doing laundry. I love that. Pop stars do laundry to prepare for the tour. On September 3rd, 1970, Wilson was found dead in his sleeping bag on the hillside behind Hyde's Topanga Canyon home, where he often slept. 27 years of age. Now, autopsy identified his manner and cause of death as accidental acute barbiturate intoxication.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
So sad.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. Sad. Hmm. So, there we go. Mm-hmm. But there we are. We've still got him there. It's great, isn't it, when you're a musician or something, because your voice will live on forever, won't it?
Mm-hmm.
As long as people are playing that song,
yeah, that's
true. Always be around.
Mm-hmm.
Not like after when I pop off, nobody will be playing the Black. I've got yes, mm-hmm. I've got 16 years
mm-hmm.
of the Breakfast Show, so I could live. The Breakfast Show could, if we just sort of started on the same date. Weekends might be a problem.
Yes.
The news might be a bit old. But 16 years of it, good grief.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
So, all right then, well, you're going to go off for the rest of your day. What time's your appointment today?
10.
Oh, okay.
So I have to leave. Yes.
Bye then.
Mm-hmm.
All right,
see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow, all right. Yeah. Have a great day.
Thank you, too.
Right, back to the music. Mamas and Papas, Creek Alley.
Did it, 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 did it trusted. Agents can't be trusted. And then she wants to go to the sea. Cats can't make it. She says we'll have to fake it. We knew she'd come eventually.
Tell you what, I love the Mamas and Papas going back to the 1960s, early 70s. But the thing is, it's so annoying listening to that through headphones because the way they used to split it up, stereo. I think when it was originally released, it was released in mono, which was much better. But it's a bit disconcerting. You've got the orchestra on one side and the voices in the other. Never mind, this one hasn't. This is Dream On. And this is Aerosmith on this morning's breakfast show. The husband's just gone off for her rest of her day. And if you keep your eye on the time, 15 before 10 o'clock.
Every time I look in the mirror, all these lies in my face getting clearer. The past is gone. Everybody's got the dues.
Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
I'm not supposed to love you. I'm not supposed to care. But every time I see your heart, it takes me there. And every time I see you, just turn and walk away. Although I see you leave, your eyes say you want to stay. Baby, why you keep on running when your love it keeps a coming? Baby, why you running away from me when you know I've got just what you need? Baby, why you keep on running when your love it keeps a coming? Oh, baby, why you running away from me when you know I've got just what you need? You ought to get to know me. You've got to know my heart. I'll work on myself, great. Correct the places I fall short. I know you think it's crazy to fall in love on sight. You're running from me, baby, even though you know I'm right. Baby, why you keep on running? Why you keep on running? When your love keeps a coming, girl, your love keeps coming. Baby, why you running away from me when you know I got just what you need? Why you keep on running? Baby, why you keep on running? When your love keeps coming, baby, why keeps coming? Why you running away from me?
Voice of Jay King there, and it's just called Running. A good time, I think, to squeeze one more in. Let's do that. This is Womack and Womack.
I am here.
I am love.
Your arms are
There we go. That's it from Womack and Womack, I Am Love. And that's it then. That's brought us to the end of this morning's breakfast show. Time for me to go off and do something else like Yasmin has done. She's gone off to her event this morning. So let's start off by saying a big thank you to firstly Ingrid and the cook out there in Elphi, because they're celebrating today, 4th of July, Independence Day. So all of you that are having a day off today and enjoying that. So do have a good time. Keep safe, especially if you're around barbecues and fires, and especially if you're going to be using fireworks, all right? Please, please, please be careful. So big thanks to Ingrid. Also to Yasmin here in the breakfast show. Lovely to have her back today after her refriado or flu yesterday. So big thanks to Yasmin also for finding out who was born on this day in music for us. So thank you to Yasmin for that. And also to my co-producer, Neil Danby, who gets a lot of the background information for us, a lot of the birthdays and things like that as well. So big thanks to Neil for that. He's over there in Winton, the UK. So keep well, Neil. And also to the boys and girls at Group of God, who keep us up and running in the morning, turning us on at 7 and, well, turning me off in a couple of minutes. No, they can't do it earlier. They can't do that. All right? Just in case you're thinking. Most importantly to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show, 89.3 Cool FM. I'm going to be back with you same time tomorrow. Tomorrow, of course, is midweek. It is Wednesday. So whatever it is you're going to be doing between now and 7 tomorrow, please do it carefully, especially if you're celebrating, because what I want to be doing tomorrow, I want to be talking to you, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D, till then, ta-ta! You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby.